மானித்தம் மதம் வித்தம் அஹிம்சா காந்தியாஜபம் ஆச்சாருபாசனம் சௌச்சம் சைத்தம் ஆத்ம வினிகிரகம் இந்திரியாட்சீசு வைராக்கியம் அனஹங்கார இவச்ச ஜன்ம மித்ரு ஜரா வியாதி துக்க தோஷானுதர்சன அசக்தி ரணவிசங்க புத்திரசார விஹாரிசு நித்தம் சமசித்தம் இஷ்டானிஷ்ட உபத்தி மயிச்ச மரண்ண ஜோகினா பக்தி ரவ்யாவிசாரிணி விவித்த தேசசேவித்தம் ஜம் வாட் இஸ் திஸ் பாடி கிருஷ்ணா எக்ஸ்பிளேன் பகுதி பௌதா கீதம் சந்தி விவிதை பிரதா பிரம்மசூத்திர பதைஷ்டைவ ஹேது அஸ்தி மினிஸ்ட்ரி தேர் ஆர் மெனி ஸ்கிரிப்சர்ஸ் அண்ட் மெனி பிலோசாஃபர்ஸ் ரிஷி அஸ் ஐ எக்ஸ்பிளைன் யெஸ்டர்டே நாசு ரிஷித்ர சமதம் பிண்டம் ஹி இஸ் நாட் எ பிலோசாஃபர் ஹூ ஹேஸ் நோ காட் a different opinion. Because this material world is a practical challenge to the supreme authority. The supreme authority, Krishna, is the bhokta, actually, is in life. Bhoktaram jagatavasam sarvalokamahisharam ஸ்ரீரம் சர்வூதானா ஜெஸ்டா மாம் சாந்தி மிச்சு தட் பாயிண்ட் இஸ் மிஷிங் ரியல் என்ஜாய் ஆர் ப்ரொப்ரைட்டர் இஸ் கிருஷ்ணா பூக்காரம் ஜக்குதவசாம் சர்வலோக மகேஸ்வரம் இஸ் தி ப்ரொப்ரைட்டர் சர்வலோகம் நாட் ஓன்லி ஆஃப் திஸ் லோகம் ஆஃப் தி பிளானட் பட் there are innumerable planets within this universe and there are innumerable universes also. Not one universe. Yesha prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti. Jagadanna means universe. It is just like egg set, panda. You can see this universe, the sky is a horizon. So it is just like eight sets. All the planets and universes, they are eight sets. Therefore they are called Khanda, Jagadanda, Brahmanda. So, this Jagadanda and Brahma is called Jagadanda Natha. Jagadanda Natha means Brahma. It has in his department for management, there is a manager. Similarly, in each Brahmanda, there is a manager who is called Brahma. And each planet, there is also a manager or head. Then this is that. And the supreme head is Krishna. Just like we have the manager, the head of this planet. Now we are divided. Formerly, this planet was one unit, and there was one head, the emperor. That is, Yudhishthira Maharaj was the emperor of the whole world. Parikshit Maharaj, all kings formerly, whoever became king, emperor, he ruled over the whole planet. In each and every planet, there was a ruler. But now, in the days of democracy, there are so many rulers, practically each and every one of us is a ruler. This is democracy. But, actually, the arrangement is that ruler should be one, and the supreme ruler is Krishna. Ruler means Ishvara. So there are so many Ishvaras. Ishvaras means that actually there must be one Ishvara, one ruler. But because here in this material world, every one of us is trying to become Ishvara. Therefore, the Mahavadi philosophy is that everyone is Ishvara. That's all right. But that Ishvara is not sublime. I may become Ishvara among my disciples, but I am not the supreme. I am not Ishvara of everyone. The Ishvara is actually Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna. There are Isharas, rulers. That's all right. But the supreme ruler is Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. This is stated in the Brahma Samhita. And Krishna also says, Matta Parana Nanya Kinti Rasti. There is nobody else superior than me. But that is the fact. People are searching after Ishvara. Can you show me God? There is no God. God is dead. So many philosophers and theories are there. But actually, there is God. There is God, Krishna. Ishvara Brahma Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. Ekulad Ishvara Krishna. Chaitanya Chaitanya is saying that only Ishvara, he is Krishna, the Supreme. Ekala Ishvara Krishna, Arsav Vritta. All others, they are servants. Nobody is actually Ishvara. And we find it practically. Everyone in this material world, he may become Ishvara in his group, but he is also controlled by somebody superior. And that is the position of this relative Ishvara. But Krishna is absolute Ishvara. Nobody is Ishvara alone. That is Krishna. everyone is trying to be, this is the material. Everyone is trying to be Ishvara. So Krishna says that Rishini Bahuvidh Gita, because everyone is trying to be superior. Nātho Manijya Samasamna Bhinna, that every philosopher must be his own opinion. And it must be refuted by another. Therefore, Shastra says, in this way, you cannot ascertain what is reality. Tattva-prasya, if you want to understand the reality by your arguments, by reasoning power, that is not possible. Because I may be very nice arguer, but another person may be better than me. He can defeat me, and that is very much. That is simply by arguments you cannot reach the absolute. That is not Tatka Pratishtha. And if you simply depend on the Sruti, Sruta Vibhinna, the Vedic literature are different, Samjajuri, Pathadva, and not only that, other scriptures there are, Sruta Vibhinna, Nasu Muninca Samatam Namitna, Dharmasya Tattam Nihitam Guhara. To understand religious principle, it is very difficult. Therefore, our duty is Mahajana Jina Gatastha Pantha. We have to accept that way which is given by the Mahajana. The Sāksana appears sometimes in difficulty to find out the Mahājana. Who is Mahājana? The Mahājana is also described in the Sāksana. Who can be accepted in the greatest of which Mahājana? That is stated in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sambhu Narada Sambhu. They are Mahājana. Sambhu means Brahma. Brahma is Mahājana. Sambhu Narada. Narada is Mahājana. And Sambhu, Lord Shiva, he is also Mahājana. Sambhu Narada Sambhu. Kumara. Four Kumaras. Sanat Kumara has it. They are also Mahājana. Kopil, Kopildev, who expounded that God, San Kopilatam, Kopildev, is incarnation of God. Kumara Kopilam Manu, San Bhuma Manu, he is also authority. Manu's name is also mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Imam Vivasthati Yugam Pratamana Hama Bhayam. Vimashan Manavit Prahu. So therefore Mano is also Mahājana. His authority. There is Manu Samhita. Now our daily system is conducted. The law given is Mano. From Mano, the Manusha, man, is Vāsakta, Mano. Descendant of Mano, human. Society, Manushya. So, Prahlāda, Prahlāda Maharaj is Mahārāja. Jana, Janak Maharaj. Prahlāda Janaka Bhishma, Bhishma Dev, grandfather Bhishma Dev, the grandfather of the Pandu, he is also Mahārāja. Prahlāda Janaka Bhishma, Bali, Bali Maharaj. He is Mahārāja, Vyāsati, Sukadeva Goswami, and Jamarāj, he is also Mahārāja. So we have to follow the footsteps of the Mahārāja, otherwise we can be killed. Krishna therefore he says, this is the Gaurā-gītam. There are many sentient persons, great sages, and they have spoken in various ways, but Krishna concludes Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra is in advance because the Vedanta Sutra comes from the decisive succession of Brahma. Brahma Sutra. Lord Brahma, Krishna, instructed Brahma. Tene Brahma Vidha Adhikavai. Adhikavai is Brahma. And Krishna instructed Tene Brahma Vidha. Brahma means Veda. Sabda Brahma. The Sabda Brahma was instructed to Lord Brahma by Krishna. Then Krishna is the original Guru. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Imam Vivasati Yogam Praptamān Aham. The this yoga system, Bhagavad Gita yoga system, I first of all swore to the Sun God, Vivasan Manavitrahu, and the Sun God, whose name is Vivasan, he spoke to his son Manu, Manu Ikhata Vibrahi, and Manu spoke to his son, Maharaj Ikha. Maharaj Ikhaku is coming from the dynasty of the Sun God, Vivasan. There are two Kshatriya families, one from the Moon God, another the Sun God. So, Maharaj Ramchandra appeared in the family of the Surya Vamsa, Ikhaku, Maharaj Ikhaku. So, this is the parampara system. And everything is described in the Brahma Sutra. Like Vyasadeva happens to be the disciple of Narada. Narada happens to be the disciple of Brahma. And from Vyasadeva, from Madhyacharya, disciple succession, Madhavendra Puri was the spiritual master of Ishwar Puri was the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the spiritual master of Vishesh Goswami of Vrindavan, Rup Sanatana, Bhatta Raghunath, Sajiv Kumar Bhatta, Nath Raghunath. So, from the Goswamis, then Kaviraj Goswami, Krishna Chakravarti Thakur, then Jagannath Das Babaji, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Govind Krishna Babaji, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, kindly are servant of Bhakti Siddhanta. So there is a disciple succession. That parampara should be followed. Even parampara prasam me mangalaya shai. If we want to understand, yes, Vedic literature, then we must follow the parampara system. There are four sampradayas, parampara. The Ramanu sampradaya, Madhyacharya sampradaya, Vishnu Sami sampradaya, Nimbarka sampradaya. So, we belong to the Madhyacharya Sampradaya. Fortunately, all these acharyas, even Shankaracharya, they appear from South India. These Sampradaya, Acharya Sampradaya, is going on all over India. So, every Sampradaya has got his commentary on the Brahma Sutra. Therefore, Krishna says here, Brahma Sutra Padaishthari, Hetu Madhi Vinishthita. Unless a sampradaya, the four sampradaya, they do not comment on the Brahma Sutra, that sampradaya is not accepted. And if you do not accept the sampradaya, if you do not take your initiation mantra from the sampradaya, then it is useless. Now, there are so many upper sampradayas, and they do not come in disciples' succession. But it is guru, teacher. Therefore, everything is consistently. Nobody has got fixed idea what is God. Everyone has created his own philosophy. The whole thing is now confused. Therefore, Krishna specifically mentions Brahma Sutra. Brahma Sutra Padaishthaiva. Hetu Madhi Vinishthita. The Sampradaya must have understanding of the Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. So all the sampradayas, they have got their commentary on the Vedanta Sutra and even Shankaracharya, but his commentary is not accepted by the Vaishnavada because he has tried to derive some meaning, interpretation. But there is no question of interpretation. When things are clear, in the Brahma Sutra, all the sutras are very clear. You don't require any interpretation. You can expand the experience very elaborately, that's another thing. But you cannot go beyond the sutra. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Mayavadi Bhasma Shinile Fai Padmana. Mayavadi Bhasma means Sankarsarya Bhasma of the Brahma Sutra. If you hear the signs of Bhasma, then you will be doomed, because you will be godless. Therefore, it has been forbidden by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnava Sampradaya, Brahmana Sampradaya, Mantra Sampradaya. They all, I would say, disagree with the commentary of Sankaracharya, the Sharira Bhasma, Brahma Sutra. So far, we are concerned, Mantra Bhuvya Sampradaya. Our acharyas, they took it, Srimad Bhagavatam, as a right commentary on Brahma Sutra. Vasayam Brahma Sutrana, Vidartha Parinimitam. This Srimad Bhagavatam is the real asana of Brahma Sutra. So the Gaudiya Sampradaya did not make any commentary on the Brahma Sutra, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took it as Srimad Bhagavatam as a natural commentary, because Srimad Bhagavatam is also made by Vyasadeva. And Vyasadeva is the original author of Brahma Sutra. So author made his own commentary, so there is no need of another part. This is the Gaudiya Siddhanta, Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. But sometimes back in Jaipur, there was a challenge that the Gaudiya Sampradaya has no commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. So at that time, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur was requested, because he was grand scholar, grand old man scholar at that time, living at the town. So, he was very old at that time, so he authorized Baladev Vidyavasa. Then you do it. There was no need that you could have imagined when you were commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. So Baladev Vidyavasa, with the order of Govindaji at Jaipur, he wrote the commentary on Brahma Sutra that may be Govinda Vasa. So the Gaudiya Brahma Sampradaya, there was also commentary on Brahma Sutra that is required. So Krishna has explicitly explained the Brahma Sutra for the Australia, Ritu Madhidrishita. The Brahma Sutra is called therefore Naya Prastha, with logic and reason. Hidden one, cause and effect, everything. Because people like to understand on the basis of philosophy and reason, everything. Yes, that is required. Any understanding without philosophy, that is sentient. And philosophy without religious consciousness is mental speculation. These two things have been not combined all over the world. There are many so-called religious systems, but there is no philosophy. Therefore, the so-called religious system does not appeal to the modern educated person. They are giving up place. Either Christian, Muslim, Hindu. Simply formality, rituals, they do not like. They want to know everything on the basis of love. That is Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is based on love. This system, Krishna Bhakti. Bhagavad Gita means Krishna Bhakti. Devotion to Krishna. Krishna consciousness. That is Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, the teaching is Manona Bhagavad Gita, Matya Jimagra. This is Bhagavad Gita. Always think of Krishna consciousness, pure and simple. Manmana Bhagavad Bhakta Madhyas Mam Namaskuru. Everywhere Krishna has stressed on his personality. Aham Adihi Bhimana. I am the origin of all the devas. Matta Vardhanam Nanna. In Jesus' name. Aham Sarvastra Prabhava. Matta Sarvam Pravattate. Iti Vatya Vajante Mama. Everything is there. So, Sarvadharma Paritasya, Aketam, Ma, Aho, Me. So, in every verse, every chapter, Krishna, Maya Sattva Mana Prakha, Yoguna Jindana Mana Asa. Maya Sattva, Maya Sattva. One who is attached to me, Pasaptamana, mind attached to me. That is yoga. Yogi nama ki sarvesa, madhata, antaratmana, madhata. Again what? Madhata, antaratmana, tadhyanam bhajati yoga, samedhikutam. So everything is given strength. Krishna, but the last chair commented that they want to make minus. These rascals have played havoc in India. These rascals, so-called commentators, they want to avoid Krishna. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is a challenge to these rascals. It is a challenge. That you want to make Krishna without Krishna. This is nonsense. Now let us report. This morning, one of our devotees had come from Shamsundar, from London. Now, our this Bhagavad Gita is the topmost selling book in London. All the good sellers, Bhagavad Gita IGP. So, Macmillan Company is our publisher. Within 1 year, they have published 3 editions, 50,000 each. So, real thing will have real time. One professor of religion from London, US, he came to see me. He said, now we have rejected Dr. Radha Krishna Bhagavad. He said, what is the name of that professor? Kurenji, Dr. Krishna. So, we are very sure, although we are not getting very good response in India. India has become so advanced. Ah, Krishna consciousness. We know everything about Krishna. This is old story. Krishna is our countryman. And we know everything. And what these people, Europeans and Americans, they can teach us. This is there. So, Bhui Phalpandi, in Bengali, it's called Bhui Phalpandi. Self advertised for me. To that, very serious care of the Krishna consciousness. For the glory of their country, because this Krishna consciousness movement originated from India. Krishna personally presented this Bhagavad Gita, is speaking, And it is the duty of every Indian to carry this message as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised. Bharat Bhumi Te Manushya Janma Hrila Jaha Janma Sarthakali Karo Karoma. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that anyone who has taken birth in India, he is fortunate. He can make his life perfect by living at least in Bhagavad Gita and distributing knowledge all over the world. So Krishna says, Brahma Sutra Padeshchaiva, even on me, finish. You take Vedanta Sutra, you study from the authoritative sources, then your life becomes perfect and take the carry this message all over the world. Formerly, some family, he also wanted to preach Vedanta Sutra, but by preaching Vedanta Sutra, he learned how to eat meat and how to drink. This was Vedanta Sutra. And everyone is God, that was his conclusion, and he sent message. It was not good. But actually, Vedanta Sutra, because Krishna is Vedanta Dhir, Vedanta Kri. Krishna says, Sarvastra Graham Rishan Minishka, Vattas Medityana Mahohan, Vedasya Sarvri Ahamiva Vedam, Vedanta Kri, Vedanta Dhircha Aham. So, Krishna is Vedanta Kri, the compiler of Vedanta Sutra, because Vyasadeva is incarnation of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is Vedanta Kri. And one who has compiled Vedanta Sutra, he is Vedanta Kri also. He knows what is Vedanta, not by others. Vedanta Kri, Vedanta Kri. Both Vedanta Krit is Krishna, Vedanta Krit is Krishna. So what Krishna says, that is Vedanta. Vedanta means, Veda means knowledge. And Anta means the ultimate. Anta. Every knowledge has got the ultimate end. So everyone is acquiring knowledge. But what is the end of knowledge? The end of knowledge is to understand Krishna. That is the end of knowledge. Vedeshya sarvai ahameva vedam. Vedanta krit, Vedanta krit aham. So, Krishna therefore says, Brahma Sutra Padeshchaiva. He recommends. He is Vedanta. Therefore, whatever Krishna says, that is the ultimate conclusion of Vedanta. What Krishna says? Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Paritta Jimami Saranam Kali. This is Vedanta. If you learn how to surrender to Krishna, that is real understanding of Vedanta. Bohunam Jarvanam Ante, this conclusion comes of the Vedantis, so-called Vedanta. Bhunam Janmana Mante, Janavan Mana Prabhupati. This is the ultimate understanding of Vedanta. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Sa Mahatma Sutra. If one understands that Krishna is everything, Krishna is the origin of everything. That is the Vedanta, Janavadra Sadaha. That is the beginning of Vedanta. The origin, to understand the origin of heaven. The original source of heaven. That is Krishna. Aham Arihi Devana. Brahma is one of the demigods. Lord Shiva is one of the demigods. But Krishna says, Aham Arihi Devana. Mahasanatha Sattva. If you understand Krishna, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, he is the origin of everything. That is our perfect knowledge. some Mahatmas will know. But that kind of Mahatma is very Kotishvati Mahamuni. Kotishvati Mahamuni. Among the crores of men, you find one man named Nogis. Manishanan Sahasri Prasidya Tadishidya. Jatatama Vishidhyana Prasidya Bhirti Mahamuni. So if you try to understand Krishna, Tattvata, in reality, that is Padmasa. That is Padmasa. Janma karma medhi bhakti jnana di tattva. Simply to know Krishna was born at Mathura. You are nephew of Bhansa and Sana. That is also nice. But if you try to understand tattva, that tattva means Ishara Parama Krishna Satchinananda Vigraha Anadi Radi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. That is the cause of all causes. Janmatra Sajata. Cause of all causes. Everything has got cause and effect. Cause and effect. But Krishna is the original. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Matta Sarvam Prabhattate. Iti Matya Vajante Mana Buddha. Havasamadhi. So that angel, Buddha, complete in knowledge. So after knowing Krishna, Vasudeva in Sarvamiti. After the name, Mahatma, Mahatma, Vajanti, Mahatma, Mahatma, Prasa, Devi, Prakriti, Mahatma, Vajanti, Ananda, Manasa. Without any deviation. He can't. So, if you take to this, if the consciousness, without any deviation, then there are other demigods that is admitted. But, Krishna is the root. Yathāta ranmūra viṣetane tirpanti sattvanga bhujopasātā yathā prāṇupahārācya jathendriyāna tathā sarvāhanam matyatejyā. You don't require to worship any other demigod. We, all demigods there are respectable. You offer all respect. A Vaishnava offers respect even to an ant. And why not this demigod? The generous. But the Krishna Bhakta, he knows that Krishna is the Supreme. The other demigods, they are all subordinate. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Pāvastasya hita jñāna yajanti antarīśa. There is no need. Just like if you pour water on the root of a tree, the branches, the twigs, the flowers, and leaves, they all become nourished. Similarly, by worshipping Krishna, he satisfies all the demigods. He don't require to satisfy everyone. This is the statement in all shastras. Devasya bhuta pratinam kitrina. Nāyam kim karana rinchadāya. Sarvāt manādi saranam sarannam tato mukundam parivuttutattam. We are indebted to so many persons, devatas, deva rishi, devarshi, bhuta, living entities, dina, human society, devarshi bhutatva, our family men, our friends, devarshi bhutatva, dinana, pitrina, pitriloka, pitripinda. We are the indebted in so many ways. It is very difficult to liquidate all these debts. But if one surrenders to Krishna, sarvātmanāda saranam saranam vato mukundam, if one has surrendered fully to mukundam, for hirtukattva, there are so many duties. Therefore Krishna assures that if you surrender to me, if you think that you have not worked with others, and if you are sinful thereby, Krishna says, Māsūcā, aham tvā sarva pāpe mama kriṣṇā. I shall give you protection. But this is Krishna consciousness. Try to understand and follow and give your life.